I feel like I'm in an NSYNC like music video or something like that, like our Backstreet Boys. The Joe and Alex Show, and I've noticed this more and more lately. When I went out to eat, I see people sitting on the same side of the table. Now, this could be two bros or two boyfriends. This could be two women or two girlfriends. It could be a guy and a girl just as friends or as a couple, but they're on the same side of a booth or a table, not across from each other. And I'm just wondering, like, how do you hold down a conversation, first of all? And it's just, how do you eat? Like, I'm left-handed, so I guess it depends. Like, if I was left-handed and I was on the right side and my wife was right-handed on the left side, like, how would we eat? It's just, I like my personal space, too, because I like to sit back, take my shirt. Well, I can't take my shirt off.
Well, you can't take your shirt off at the restaurant.
But that's how I like to eat. Now, I'm trying to get information. So if you're a server, I'd like to hear from you. Maybe you are the couple that does that. You're like, well, Joe, duh, this is why we do it. Quit being so judgy, which I'm not. I'm just trying to understand. Or maybe you're like, yeah, that is kind of weird. I've noticed that, too. 317-239-1009. You can also hit us up, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Let's talk to Tracy this morning. What's up, Tracy?
Hey, how are you, Joe?
I'm doing good. What do you think about this? Well, first of all, I'm not going to judge you, but are you one of those people that sit side by side in a booth or a table?
Not normally, but I have done it before. With my husband or whatever, there are times when, you know, maybe you want to hold hands under the table while you're waiting for your food or whatever. You know, that's kind of hard to do if you're across from each other.
Wait, is holding hands code for something?
It could be. I mean, you know, but.
Okay. All right. Well, then I get that. I mean, but majority of the time, though, you actually like to sit on the opposite side.
Yeah, the majority is opposite. And I am in the restaurant business. And, you know, one thing that I've noticed anymore is a lot of restaurants have TVs. And so if you're trying to watch the same TV show or ball game or something like that, then you could very possibly need to sit on the same side of the table to see the TV.
Now, I would do that. Normally, I would tell my wife, opposite side. But if she's got the good TV side, I'm like, hey, you got room for me? Can I sit over there?
Exactly.
Hey, Tracy, can you give a shout-out to where you work at? What restaurant?
Hardee's. Over 20 years. It's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Do you get, like, a special deal when you're there 20 years? Like a sandwich in your name or, like, a table that has your name engraved there?
Well, not there yet. Maybe when I've been there 40.
All right, which one are you at so I can swing by there and get some Hardee's with producer MYK after the show today?
You know, I go around and do all of them in the area and do, you know, training inspections and things like that.
Well, if you got to bring some food on by, we can examine it and eat it. Hit us up, okay?
All right, that'd be awesome.
I agree.
Drexel tweeted in and said, thank you. I can't stand when people sit on the same side. Hashtag awkward, hashtag I don't get it, and hashtag face-to-face conversation for the win.
Hey, let's talk to Stephanie this morning. Hey, what's up, Stephanie? How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Now, what do you think about this? Is this something like you do where you sit on the same side, or does it kind of confuse you?
Well, I've done it before personally, like with a boyfriend, and usually restaurants are cold. And if you forget your jacket or something, you sit on the same side with your significant other or whatever, and it kind of keeps you warm while you wait on your food so that your food can get you warm. Or like Tracy said, the TV thing, we're watching the game or something, and it's on one side and not on my side, so we'll sit next to each other.
But isn't it hard? Is it hard to have a conversation? Because I imagine it would be, because I like to look. Like right now I'm talking to you, but I wish you were sitting right across from me so I could be looking at you.
Well, no, because if we're sitting at home on the couch watching TV and talking to each other, I can just turn to the side a little. If you have that bond with somebody or y'all talk all the time, you don't need to actually look in their face the whole time, like across from you. You can turn to the side and talk to them. It's not that awkward.
What if it was like a first date, though? Imagine you're single and it's a first date. Would you feel awkward being side by side?
No, I'm not sitting next to you on the first date. That's weird.
Okay,
I don't even want you to touch my thigh. I don't need your leg touching my thigh on the first date.
Okay, so there's thigh touching going on if you're side by side, for sure. That's a given. Let's talk to Alex. This isn't Alex who's at home sick today, right?
No, it's not.
Okay, yeah, Alex is out sick today, so I'm like, wait a minute, she can call into the show? Interesting. No, Alex, do you work like in the food industry?
I've been a server for about 6 years, worked in the food industry for 10, so I've worked at a couple different places.
All right, then you're exactly somebody we want to talk to. What do you think about this sitting side by side thing? I don't get it in a booth or a table.
Well, like for me personally, I like my own space when I eat. I don't like to be like touching, all right, but once I'm eating, like I need my elbow space. You know, I kind of, depending on what I'm eating, you know, if I'm eating some messy foods like ribs or something, I want some room. I want some elbow space. But from experiences in there, I probably said the weirdest experience I ever had was, you know, a couple coming in, they're sitting next to each other, and it's kind of like, it's weird. I don't know if it's like maybe a religious thing or whatever, but not allowed to talk to the girl. The guy orders everything, and it's kind of like a dominance thing. And it's kind of like, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, steal your girl away from you. I'm just trying to make my money and make a living. You know, I just want to get your order. As far as I'm concerned, people do what they want, but I mean, it is weird because it's kind of like, you know, for me, I don't want to turn to my right to talk to you. Like you said, I don't want to talk across the table. So
I'm the same thing. And like, here's the thing, like, and thank you for the call this morning, Alex. We appreciate it. We went out after a snake pit, and there was like six or seven of us from the staff, and we went to Red Robin. Yum. And we all sat kind of in a booth area. So we were all side by side, but that was like six or seven people. If it would have just been like MYK's like, hey, man, you want to go out and grab something to eat, bud? And it's just us two. I'm like, hey, why don't you slide over and face me from the other side?
Yeah, thankfully they didn't put us all on the same side, though.
How awkward would that have been?